Welcome back to our Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing Kiddush Hamakom Suda. Now, what constitutes a Suda? So, the Rishonim and the Gaonim already say, the Suda does not mean you have to eat entire Suda, the Makom Kiddush. What it means is, you have to eat something small. You have to eat some bread, or mezainos, or maybe a tafshel that's a mezainos, like macaroni. And even some shittas hold, if you drink wine, revius yayin, that's enough. And we will explain exactly, go through every food item to explain exactly what you have to do. Now, the best Kiddush HaMakom Suda is either bread or mina mezainos, and you should makpid to eat the kezayis in the time of Zman Achilas Pras, which means within 2 minutes l'chatchila, and up to 9 minutes with the Eved, if you eat the kezayis in that time frame, that's enough to be called Achilas Mezainos, to be called Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Now, if you don't eat that in that time frame, then you're not yoytzi a Kiddush. So if someone goes to a Kiddush by day, he makes Kiddush, and he eats a Kezayis Mezainis, which takes him over a certain amount of time to eat that Kezayis, he is not Yotzer a Mitzvah Kiddush because he did not eat Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Now, the Chatchila is supposed to use either bread or pasta baba kistin, which is a Mezainis that's baked. A lot of Paiskim hold that a Tafshel of, that's made for Chavei Shaminim, for example, macaroni or the like, is also enough. What will be the tzad this is not enough? Because Allah is, if you eat a lot of pasta baba kistin, which is mezainis like cake or cookies or pretzels, you would have to bench. But mashenkein, macaroni, if you eat a lot of macaroni, like I like saying, if you eat a lot of macaroni, if you, when you come back from the hospital, you still will not have to bench. Even if you eat a lot of macaroni, akapanim, there's no din of kviya suda on something that doesn't have a tzurusa pass. So maybe there, that wouldn't be enough. L'mayis, we paskin, that is enough. For example, lakshin kugel, that is enough to be called kiddush hamakom suda, akapanim, if you eat a kezayis b'tayachachilachas pras. That's all the chatchila. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Gaonim that if someone drinks a revius wine or a revius of grape juice, that's also considered Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Now, the Levush says it has to be besides for the cup of Kiddush, you have to drink a separate revius yayin. For example, it would mean you have to drink Maloy Lugmav for Kiddush, which is more a cheekful, that's Yotze Kiddush. And then plus that, you have to drink a revius yayin in order to be yoytze the Kiddush v'makom suda. Now, some hold, not like the Levush, that the Kiddush, if you make Kiddush and you drink that much wine, or revius yayin, that also is enough. L'maisa, you should be a machmer to drink an extra revius. But the Mishbura says that to be soymich on this kula of drinking wine is not so posh when it comes to Friday night Kiddush. By the day Kiddush, you can be soymich on drinking an extra cup of wine, but by night, since it's a machlaikis, you should not be soymich on drinking a revius yayin to be called Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Now, schnapps or beer, even though sometimes it could be considered chamar medina, you can make Kiddush on it, let's say by day, it's still not sufficient to be called Kiddush HaMakom Suda. So the bottom line is, chatchila you should wash or eat a mezainis of a kezayis liachas pras, and also any mezainis should help, even macaroni would help, even if it's not baked. Yayin, is the Gaonim say, is enough. If you drink revius yayin, we said it's machloikis, if the yayin of Kiddush is enough, you have to drink an extra revius. And l'maizim shas l'chaki, you be samech on the yayin of Kiddush. And, but for Friday night, you should not be samech on this. And this is very negeya on Pesach, where people don't eat gebraks, and therefore it's hard for them to, if they want to make a Kiddush before they eat, let's say by day, it's hard to have Kiddush makom suda. So there they can be samech on the goinim by day, and drink an extra cup of wine in order to be considered Kiddush makom suda.